You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There you go.
And what was the price?
I think it was 6.7.
And they had a stadium issue in the sense that you needed a new one.
FedEx Field.
Yeah,
is
they've been arguing like
dog
crazy.
Poo.
Part of the Niner thing is you are locked into a lease with Santa Clara, which is a good thing because you're not paying on taxes. Like, there are some positives to not owning your own real estate.
Right. By the way, you are. Oh, real quick before this, it says read before the legal. I saw this. I'm a good host. I saw what my producer put in the box. I'm going to read this right now. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30 as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 1 hour to go. 1 hour down, I should say. 3 to go. Will Fleming joining us at 8 o'clock. Brother of Dave, voice of the Red Sox for the Red Sox Radio Network. And I want to talk some Rafi Devers because he does have some sort of a relationship with him. I mean, the guy talked to him. The guy is fluent in Spanish. They have talked. And I want to get the lowdown on the person that is Rafi Devers at 8 o'clock with one Will Fleming.
To put a bow on this whole Lakers thing is, I just, there's a couple of things. Number one, the days of a guy like LeBron James saying that I want to be an owner one day, there's just no chance in hell he'll ever be able to be a majority stake owner by himself.
Well, more Michael Jordan was. You don't think LeBron could?
The cost of the Kansas City Royals sold for $96 million in 2000. $96 million, okay? It seems ridiculous now, right? The cost of doing business in the NBA, let's say you're an expansion franchise, it's going to be $2, $3, $4 billion. Like, LeBron's worth a lot of money. Do you know how much of your own money you'd have to put up to be a majority stake owner and be the quote-unquote governor of the team?
Well, listen. Alex Rodriguez can do it, and listen,
borrowed a lot of money.
That's fine. That's probably what LeBron would do, and he'd probably partner with someone.
LeBron will be a part of a conglomerate or a group if he ever buys some. Just like A-Rod. A-Rod is a small fraction of a bigger ownership group.
Yeah, but he is listed as one of the majority owners of the team. Just like if it was LeBron James to do the same thing, he would be listed as
okay,
majority.
Do you consider Tom
Brady?
Do you consider Tom Brady?
No, he's not, though. He will tell you he has a minority stake within the organization. He is not a majority owner. That is a big difference. That is Mark Davis.
I'm telling you right now, LeBron, him owning an NBA franchise as the dude, I think it's out the window. The cost of doing business is too big.
He will be partnering with someone. That is what these guys do. That is what Alex Rodriguez.
No, I understand.
In
that.
Partnership with Mark Laurie or Laurie, I don't know. If
that's who's about. Bankrolling everything.
Yes, exactly. And that would be the similar.
That's my point.
Yes, absolutely. But he'd still be considered, like we talk about A-Rod as an owner of the team. Just like we would talk about LeBron as an owner of, I don't know, Las Vegas or whatever expansion they do, right? Say the same thing.
I think that the cost of acquiring one of these teams nowadays is unreal. And the amount of billionaires out there isn't as big as we think it is.
You know what LeBron James' net worth is?
Net worth and then having the actual money to be able to put down.
I just asked the question.
I bet it's about $1 billion.
$1.2 billion US dollars.
Okay, but to buy a team, that's you're not ridiculous. Using all your net worth, right?
Like, no, you're not.
You know, like,
not.
So like, That's how these transactions work. Sure. You have to be worth lots. I mean, Ballmer paid $2 billion cash for the Clippers, and we thought he was insane.
I know.
Insane. Then he used another couple billion to buy an entire arena. Like, we're talking about Play-Doh money here, dude, for some of these guys. But there's a reason why the Saudis are now involved in teams, and there's a reason why all of these other venture capitalist firms and portfolios are out there, like the Niners selling off a stake of their team. That they want to be able to generate revenue, you know? And so, I don't know, man. Being a part of the Fenway group and being a small little bit of money that you drop into a bigger group is the way that these guys are going to get in. But the days of being the majority dude who's putting the majority of the money up, like, those days are over. And I do think we're going to miss a lot of these Maverick owners. Like, Joe Lacob is unique now. Look around the league. Joe Lacob is unique. A lot of these guys that are owning gals, that are owning teams, they're part of big groups. Who owns the Giants? Like, Greg Johnson's, like, front and center. It's a board of people. Chairman it's a group of people.
Right.
You know, I know Charles Johnson owns a big stake of it, but there are a lot of people that are involved in owning that team. The 49ers, you know, the York family owning the team. Like, we're going to look around. There's not going to be a lot of those teams around anymore.
Yeah, legacies, right?
Of
those. And it, I don't know. Like, that kind of sucks, too,
that's
right?
That's my point. Like, there'll sucks. Be a lot of little owners. There won't be the owner.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Jones is the owner when I think of Dallas. And there is something about whether you hate him, you love him, you think he's ridiculous or not. I think sports is better when you have those guys at the top of the Steinbrenners.
Right.
Right? Like, a family that I think of. The Buses.
Yeah.
As much as they were mom and pops, I knew that they were kind of synonymous with that brand. And so, yep. I don't know, man. I think we're in a weird spot here in sports.
888-957-9570 is the number to join the conversation. You can call or text. If you're just joining us, yes, the Buss family, the famous, you know, Dr. Jerry Buss and the Buss family. Obviously, Jerry passed away in 2013. Jeannie being in control, Jim, all that family. They are selling the Lakers to Mark Walter, who is the current owner, majority owner, I should say, of the Los Angeles Dollars for $10 billion. Did I say the Los Angeles Dollars? That was kind of a fruity.
Still fits, though.
It does. It actually kind of does. I actually like that. So
$10
billion.
Dollar dog.
Right? Lakers,
dollar
$10
dog.
billion.
Cost you $20 to get a dollar dog.
No, you
dog.
Get the dollar dogs outside of the stadium for a couple dollars, the bacon wrapped ones. There you go. I mean, your stomach will be like in knots a couple hours later. But you know what?
That's for later.
You're not going to worry about that at the time you're eating it.
That's
right?
Future use problem.
There you go. By the way, speaking of food, you know what I went to the first time in my life yesterday? A Texas Roadhouse, Joe.
Okay.
That's an experience in and of itself.
Did you get Texas toast?
I did not get Texas toast. I got the 10-ounce sirloin.
Okay.
It was delicious. Got it medium rare, of course.
Okay.
Because I'm an aristocrat.
Wait, what?
You don't remember that? You said you liked Goodfellas. That's one of the famous.
I didn't know you were going to drop that on me right now.
He's like, yo, medium rare, an aristocrat.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't think that you were going to drop that.
The guy says Goodfellas.
706.
I dropped the Goodfellas line. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm just saying. I got that.
I was stunned.
I got a side of steak cut fries, of course, as one does, and some green beans, which had some bacon, some onions in there. I got the fried
as
pickles.
They should be.
Fried pickles as an appetizer. Delicious. Got to get the Cajun sauce with there, or ranch. And they give this, like, dude, they got these, like, bread rolls with this honey cinnamon butter spread.
Oh my god.
Dude, I must have eaten like 10,000 calories yesterday.
Fat.
And you know what I had for this Texas Roadhouse? Fat. What did I get to drink, Joe? If I'm in the South, what
sweet
are you drinking?
Tea,
there you go. Got to get the sweet tea. I had like three of those bad boys. So just straight type 10 diabetes right into my veins right there. It was delicious. Texas Roadhouse. Highly recommend. Hi, I'm Joe Spadoni. When I think Texas, I think Texas Roadhouse. That's where I shop and that's where I eat.
Gotta know your Roadhouse.
That's right.
I love it. I love it.
So there you go. That's my PSA for Texas Roadhouse. First time. I just don't go to a lot of like chains anymore, and I never did as like growing up in my family. Because hell, we're like right here in the bay, right down like near the coast. Like, they have so much good seafood, like local restaurant options. You don't need to, but it is fun to get out and about for a little while and see what the rest of these folks are doing around the world that live, you know, maybe in the middle of nowhere. And Texas Roadhouse is the option for them, which I don't fault. It was pretty good. Nice steak for a chain restaurant. I was very impressed.
If the Lakers are worth $10 billion, you're bringing up Texas. The Cowboys with Jerry's World.
Oh, I thought you said, what is Texas Roadhouse?
What do you think they're worth?
I thought he was going Texas Roadhouse.
The Cowboys?
With Jerry's World, as we go Texas here. No, I'm serious. 15?
Cowboys.
It's the NFL?
Val.
It's the star? It's the stadium?
Can you guys name the 10 most valuable franchises on the planet?
On the planet?
On the planet.
I'm sure it's according a bunch of soccer teams no. that I'm unaware of.
Okay, no, do it, Yeah,
I bet I'll it's Manchester, this. Liverpool.
Manchester, which one, though?
United. AC Milan.
Barcelona.
Six NFL franchises.
Okay, then let me name them.
Three right. NBA Cowboys. Franchises, one MLB.
Cowboys. All right, Niners. I'm going to go Rams because of the real estate. I'm going to go New York Giants. I'm going to go
Yankees.
Yankees for sure.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
No, those are the one franchise. Only one MLB.
Oh, only one. Yeah. Oh, okay. Warriors. Lakers.
Knicks,
yes.
Is that it? Are we missing any? I think that's it. I think we're good.
Yeah, you're missing one.
Oh, we're missing one. Is it NFL?
What sport?
NFL. Are we thinking?
Steelers?
Yeah, I was thinking Steelers. Patriots?
Not big enough.
No, not Patriots.
Chicago.
So you were missing two, actually. Patriots is one.
Oh, Patriots. Okay. Oh, Jets?
Wow, Patriots.
Jets? There you go, New York.
They share the stadium.
I know, but... Yeah. Well, that almost happened with the Raiders and the Niners. Could you imagine that still? Raiders might still be here and be sharing Levi's with the Niners.
They did build three locker rooms.
They did build three of them, right?
Really quick, so you guys know the Lakers, $10 billion yesterday. Do you think Texas Roadhouse is worth more or less than the $10 billion the Lakers sold for?
Oh, that's a great... Put the music back up. Put the music back up.
Repeat that question.
So the Lakers sold for $10 billion. Do you think Texas Roadhouse is valued at more or less than the $10 billion the Lakers? Less, Spadoni?
I'm going more.
$12.8 billion.
That's right, baby. I told you. It's those rolls.
I've never been in the South that much, I guess.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Well, I was in
Union City, which I guess is basically the South at this point. So it was great though. It's right near a Chevy.
Well, I'm kind of shocked it's worth that much.
You want to go to one?
What's in and out worth?
On the other side.
On the other side. Thank you, Sam. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. On the other side, we'll get that evaluation for you. Plus, I do want to get into what Justin Verlander had to say yesterday. Joe, I'm officially concerned about something with the Giants. But on the flip side, I'm not concerned about another thing. That just leaves an open-ended question for you. You got to think about it, gnaw on it, chew on it like a sirloin steak during this break, and we'll get to it on the other side. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll, baby. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is you go to the Giants game, it starts at 1 o'clock, see Logan Webb, get the win right there, stop the bleeding, end the four-game losing streak, and then you walk right over to Chase Center to watch some Caitlin Clark take on the Valkyries and spoil Caitlin Clark's debut in the Bay with the win for the Valkyries.
What time's the Valkyries game?
7 o'clock.
That's a long time in between games.
Well, it means you got to go to a bar or something. Texas Roadhouse, I don't
Cafeteria.
Know. Cafeteria. Let's go.
Mission Rock.
Actually, what you do is, you just heard of him right there, you go to Laughing Monk.
Oh, a Laughing Monk, yeah.
Well, you got to make sure they're actually open today. You got to, you know, call them. Call my guy Sam. I don't want to put anything out there.
It's got to be open.
Is it got to be open? We'll see. All right, we'll see. It's a federal holiday. That might be close. I don't know. But I would be going to Laughing Monk, hanging out, Scotts Valley, Sunnyvale, right here in San Francisco. Dude, got to get the lobster linguine, Joe. Do they name that officially after you yet? Have you checked it out?
I don't know if it's named officially after me, but I think we might go down there at X. Sounds like a really good idea.
There you go. Sounds like a great idea. Right, Carter? Thumbs up. By the way, Will Fleming, 8 o'clock, this or that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well, this or that. Yesterday's was fun. It was Boston-related because we had Johnny Damon on, Boston Red Sox legend. If you missed any of that, it was a really good interview. If you missed any of it, it was yesterday. Find it on the free Odyssey app, as we've just referenced, or on YouTube, where you can find every single one of our segments and interviews there. All right, so we've been talking about, you know, the Lakers selling, all these brands selling. Well, the Giants aren't selling. Right now, they are not sellers. They are buying. They are in the business of buying. They paid Willie Adames all that money. They paid, they're going to pay Rafael Devers after this huge trade a lot of money. Matt Chapman's locked up. Logan Webb's locked up, right? Are you going to sign Robbie Ray? Like, can you actually do that now, right? Can you sign them to an extension right now? I know he's probably not going to, but I kind of try to get the ball rolling during the season. Hey, Robbie, you want to stick around, dude? Let's get you locked up for the future, too. That'd be great. And another guy that was a big offseason acquisition is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Now, he's a little long in the tooth. He's a little older. He's a little gray beard action. Guy wakes up with 5 o'clock shadow, I think, every single day. It's Justin Verlander. And he doesn't have a win yet. He just missed a month with the pectoral injury. Comes back yesterday, Joe. Lost just 4 2/3 of an inning. 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, he had a walk. But he just hasn't really quite looked right all season. Now, is he going to look like that guy that was the Cy Young? Did he win an MVP at one point? I think he did. Like, is he ever going to look like that?
2011.
No, he's not. But he's still throwing like mid-90s. The stuff is still there. It's not like he has a dead arm or throwing like 88 miles an hour. It's like you can see it, but it's just not translating to wins on the field. What's your concern level right now with one Justin Verlander? And quite frankly, this pitching staff, as Robbie Ray's gotten kind of roughed up a little bit the last two games. I know he only gave up 3 earned runs technically, but a lot of hard contact. Like, Landon Roop got destroyed over the weekend. Birdsong's been pretty consistent, but we'll see going forward. What are your thoughts on Verlander, this pitching staff, going forward, Joey?
I mean, I think you have to just kind of allow this thing to continue to play out for Justin Verlander. You heard Buster Posey with the Rafael Devers conversation, and then you heard Zach Manajan on with Willard and Dibbs, and both said the same thing. There's a group of guys that are the leaders on this team. It's Chapman, it's Adames, it's Wilmer, and then they threw in Verlander. They threw in other names, but they threw in Verlander. They're not just going to panic and freak out over his return in one start coming back from the IL. Has it been good this year? No. No, it hasn't. But you're hoping it's going to get better, right? And I thought that yesterday really boiled down to like one pitch. You give up that home run and, you know, it kind of soured everything in that situation. Again, it's 0-2. You throw one right down the middle. Like, he knows better than that. He's 42 years old. He's a legend. He's an all-timer. I think he's probably more pissed off than even we are as a fan base. But I think you got to give him a couple more starts before we really start having the big-time freak out.
Daniel Schneeman with the home run.
I never heard of him.
No, you never, exactly. Never heard of him, as you go, Ben Maller. Here is Justin Verlander talking yesterday after the game, saying he didn't feel too fatigued.
Yeah, I felt okay. You know, I think I didn't feel too fatigued at the end there. You know, I thought my slider kind of was indicative that I was a little late mechanically, though. As the game went on, it kind of started spinning a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like replicating a real game. So hopefully moving forward, it's like, okay, take the inconsistency and get a little sharper and, you know, just continue to move forward and get better.
So that was Justin Verlander after the game yesterday. It's not that it's the level of fatigue. He did miss a month. Again, as I mentioned, the stuff looks fine out there. It's just the contact and giving up and serving up those meatballs at times where you just can't do it against these guys anymore. And the wear and tear of this season, as he just missed a month and is coming back, is a concern. Now, was Kyle Harrison going to take his spot? It was a conversation we were having. Like, was he going to really battle, you know, for that fourth, fifth slot in the rotation behind Roop? I'm not sure, but we were having the conversation, which tells me, are we married to this guy going forward and being, can we rely on him first and foremost to be that starter, that fourth or fifth starter the rest of the season? Like, I'm starting to look at, like, yeah, we got Devers, that's great, the lineup, and Matt Chapman's going to come back at some point, that's awesome. I think you got to go after some pitching. You have got to go after. I know, and I know you're going to scoff, and everyone's going to be.
I'm not scoffing. I'm not scoffing.
Everyone wants pitching. I know. I liken it, Joe, to offensive line play in football. You could always get better. You can always add depth, right? Unless you're, I don't know, the Philadelphia Eagles, who have the best offensive line. But hell, they're a Lane Johnson injury away from, you know what? Maybe we're in trouble.
Do you know what the modern GM now thinks when it comes to starting rotations?
What?
That you need 8 to 12 guys to make a 10 or more starts for you throughout the year. That's the way that they plan their teams now.
Do the Giants even have 5 guys like that right now? That's what I would ask. That you can plan on.
Well,
like start.
A 10 or more starts? Yeah. They literally, Webb's done that already. Verlander's done that already. Roop's done that already. Like,
going
My point is that, like, this thing, like, oh, everyone's looking for pitching. No, literally everyone is looking for multiple starters in the entire baseball. And the Giants, yes, they still have a lot of premium. They got Lucchese, who's in his 30s, who played for the Padres, who's in AAA. He's a little older, veteran-type guy who's been pretty good at AAA. Maybe he comes up. You know, maybe they go with Tristan Beck and elevate back him, or they throw Sean Jelly in that role, or they go six-man rotation. Maybe they go to Carson Wisenhunt. I'm not losing my mind right now. I'm really not. And, like, look at their own division. The Dodgers literally don't know who they're starting, you know, multiple times a week, every week, over the last however many, 2 months. The Padres, they're like a 2 or 3 deep rotation. That is baseball. We're not even talking about a pitcher. Literally every team in baseball is looking for multiple starters all around the league. So, yeah, your point about offensive line, like, I get the analogy. It has never been more difficult to find reliable starting pitching than right now. If you go back to 2010, and I just read you off the game logs, Matt Cain, Bumgarner, Lincecum, Sanchez, literally 32 starts each.
I know.
There's not a rotation in baseball that's going to have 4 or 5 guys go through 32 times in the rotation. Zito had like 25 or 27 or whatever, and they put him on the IL. But that's just not the modern game. The modern game is literally like, hey, I've got probably 2 or 3 guys that are going to make 25 or more starts, and then I'm going to have to figure out the rest, whether it's because of Tommy Johns, whether it's because of injuries, obliques, etc., you know, underperformance. Right now, the Giants still have the upper hand in pitching, and Verlander is the weak link right now in the rotation. I'm not here to cape up for him. Like, he's not been great. I've wanted him to be better. But if you just take a step back and you look around baseball, I bet most people can't name more than Dylan Cease and one other guy in the Padres rotation.
No, and the Padres are losing because of it. They've lost 3 in a row, too. 39-34. They're the third wild card right now as it stands in the National League. Giants are second, Phillies first, and the Dodgers, they just keep winning. They had a walk-off yesterday. Will Smith, they're 8-2 in their last 10. And they don't have any pitching, and all they do is win, win, win. You know why? Because they hit the long ball. And it's kind of the reverse problem, if you will. But right now, it's kind of rearing its ugly head. Like, 4 runs given up feels like 10, which sucks because we got Rafi Devers now. Not that one player's the cure-all. Just ask Mike Trout with the Angels. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, right? It's a part of, hopefully, a greater solution for the offense, especially when Chapman comes back. And maybe Devers, it might take a few weeks here. Hell, it might take a couple months for him to get comfortable. I don't know the timetable of him and, like, if he's automatically going to start hitting for power here or hitting for... It was nice that he had a double in Triples Alley the other day. It was nice that he got a single in clutch moments. It was nice that he had that, but I don't know what to make of him going forward here. Now, is he going to have that extra motivation starting tomorrow, Joe, when he takes on the Red Sox? Boy, would that be nice. Boy, would it be nice for this offense to step up in a huge way against that team, right? All their media, all the other players, all the former players that are talking about Devers, they all hear it. They all know the noise. Wouldn't it be great for some of those other, the Adamases, right, of the mm-hmm. world to break out truly? We've been waiting for, like, that true breakout game, right, where it's, you know, it was nice to see Casey Schmidt have that grand slam last week against the Dodgers, right? It was really nice on that Friday in that win. He pimped it. It was great. I wanted that to be, like, you know, a shot for everyone, too. Everyone can start, like feeling it. And I'm still waiting for that. And if the pitching is going to be what it is as of late, yeah, I'm concerned. I'm definitely concerned right now. I know you don't feel like you're that concerned about it, but can I really rely on Landon Roop and a 42-year-old Justin Verlander? And I get what you're saying. And quite frankly, Robbie Ray, though, Joe, like, I don't know that either. Are you expecting Robbie Ray to keep up this level that he's had for half the season? I don't know. I could count on one guy for this whole year who's pitching today. I'm serious. I'm counting on Logan Webb. Outside of that, I do have a lot of question marks of the longevity of these pitchers.
And what I would say to you, and any Giants fan out there, of course you have question marks. Earth to everyone. So does every single team in baseball. Name me a 5-man rotation right now that doesn't have problems.
I do think when these guys come back for the Dodgers, they're going to have no question marks at all.
Phillies.
The Phillies are one of them, which is a contender.
I would agree with you. The Phillies are a great set, but they're like 4 deep, really. The Dodgers are still going to have problems because, Joe, they have guys that have arm injuries.
They do.
Serious arm injuries.
But
Tyler Glasnow's never made more than 17
starts
in a season.
Well, you know what I call him. He's Tyler Made a Glasnow.
I know, but like that's who you're relying on to come back, right? So, look, all I'm saying is that, yes, their pitching is hanging by a thread, and literally so does every single team in baseball. So when I hear these concerns, I kind of scoff at them because I'm like, are you paying attention to modern baseball or not? Like, if we're going to have realistic, this to me, you talk about offensive line. No, this is like talking about your second cornerback in football. What is every defensive team, no matter how great, it's like, I mean, we got one guy, but that second guy keeps getting picked on. Yeah, no duh. Like, that's the modern game. Like, that's where we're at. It's really difficult to play cornerback in the NFL. You know, it's hard to have a slot guy, a lockdown guy, and your other opposite corner is really good. That's what rotations are in baseball right now currently. There's a couple of guys that you rely on, you hand them the ball, and they're Robbie Ray, they're Logan Webb. They're going to get 6-7 minimum. You expect them to be giving up 2 or 3 runs over their, whatever, 6 or 7 innings that they pitch. Landon Roop, you squeeze the towel for as much as you got. Hayden Birdsong's young, so you're going to have some ups and downs. This is the biggest losing streak of Verlander in terms of not getting a win over X amount of starts in Verlander's entire 20-year run. So one of two things is going to happen. Either he's going to turn it around and he's going to play really well, or this is the beginning of the end.
Here is more from the aforementioned Justin Verlander on the mental challenge of coming back from that injury and not pitching for a month.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was a mental challenge. It is a mental challenge. The season's been a mental challenge. Just kind of like trying to find my groove, you know, and like feeling like I was close, and then unfortunately having an injury. So kind of like, you know, I'm hoping I'm not back at square one. But no, as far as like the mental hurdle of feeling if I was healthy, no, I felt like I was okay. So I wasn't really worried about it.
The mental challenge of the season for him, that was the interesting part to me. He's like, I'm not coming back, but it's just the season's been a mental challenge for him. And that being said, again, the Giants are second in the National League wild card race. They're right there. No one's leaving them for dead right now. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this little mini losing streak that they've been on after having a great win streak, this got me a little concerned. That's all.
No, I think that's totally fair. And this team is like 1-10 against the AL Central. Didn't see that coming.
AL Central's not bad.
No, I know, but like heading into the year,
no one ever thinks the AL Central is good, but the Detroit Tigers are the best team in baseball. So I don't think anyone had that. They were a playoff team last year, too.
No, no, but what I'm saying is like, forget the health of the AL.
Sure.
You know, you're going to go 1-10 against them?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right? Like, so that.
I understand, yeah.
You'd be like 5-6 or something like that would be acceptable, and then we'd be right where we need to be. So, you know, that's unforeseen, and they're going to have to figure it out. And you were kind of on it yesterday, like, hey, the Guardians kind of know Verlander.
You do. That was his most common opponent.
It wasn't the usual suspects, too. Yeah. It was some random guy I'd never heard of playing second base.
Yeah, then you got the Schneemans of the world, right? And then Jose Ramirez, obviously, and
but
Steven Kwan.
They have alternatives, and I think that's kind of where I'm going.
Are the alternatives?
Lucchese, or I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the kid from
Joey Lucchese.
Yeah, he played for the Padres for a few years. He was in AAA. I believe he pitched last night in an inning or something like that. I thought I saw him last night.
He's been their long relief guy since he got called up on Sunday.
Well, so he got called up when?
Got called up Sunday in he got called up during the Devers trade.
Basically. Gotcha. I see.
It kind of slipped
last night
cracks.
Was the first time I remember him being on the team. So, but he was in AAA. He was a starter in AAA at one point, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and anyway, I know he had started many games against the Giants when he was with the, or not many, but a few games against the Padres when he was a Padre. So he's an alternative. I think he's like 30-something years old, older guy.
32. He's from Newark. He went to Chabot College.
There you go. Yeah. His dad or somebody in his family used to text into the station
when
he was out there. Yeah. You've got Tristan Beck, who could be an option at times. Now, you know, he's been up and down. Sean Jelly, who... You like him as a long reliever. You don't love him as a starter.
I don't think he's ever made a start at the big league level until Sunday. So I don't think they see him as a starter.
No,
I would agree. But you're asking about options for right
True,
now.
True, yeah.
Right? We're talking about options. I don't think Carson Wisenhunt is ready yet, but he's a name that you're going to see dangled around. Like, but again, this is why I go back to the every GM in baseball thinks that they need to have 8 to 12 starters in the Major League and AAA pipelines to be able to get through a season in the modern day. The days of 4 or 5 guys taking all 32, 33 starts, it's not happening. There's just too many injuries. There's not enough pitching. There's too many teams. It's just where we're at. And workloads aren't what they were back in the day.
Here's more from Justin Verlander after the game yesterday on wanting to get it going, and he thinks this team could go on an October run.
Yeah, I'd like to get going. I'd like to be a big part of that. So, I'm just somebody who's personally always kind of scratching and clawing and trying to find, whatever it is that's going to make it click. And I know there'll be something that it will, and I'll let you guys know when that happens.
I love that. Is he a little, hey, Sam, you're in those scrums. I do want to ask you this question. Obviously, Sam Lubin, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, tapped in on all things Giants, him and Stephen Rizzotto, and occasionally Joe Shasky doing a hell of a job. And also the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on Saturday mornings right here on 95.7 The Game, crushing it. What is Verlander like as like when you're talking to the guy? Is he like quirky? Is he snarky? Is he fun? Is he chilled, laid back? Like, who is Justin Verlander?
One thing I'll say is, he's definitely a professional when it comes to handling those scrums. Like, we walk in and he's standing right there, good or bad outing, he's ready to roll, which is something that a lot of us kind of notice right off the bat. Not many pitchers do that. Sometimes you have to go and track these guys down. Hey, come over and talk to these guys. So there's that. There's a little bit of snark in there every now and then. I remember we were talking to him, I think it was after during the A's, weekend, we were talking to him about his pectoral injury, and he was very matter of fact, but I think that's another good way of saying it. He's very matter of fact in how he speaks. But, you know, he was asked like, you know, yeah, he said like, yeah, I know this injury is not related to any injury I had last year. And someone as a follow up was like, how do you know that this injury isn't related to the one from last year? And he's just like, anatomy. Which I guess that's true. Your pec muscle is not connected to your neck muscle, as the song goes.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that was kind of like afterwards he's like, sorry, I wasn't trying to be a jerk with that answer there, and it wasn't a bad issue or anything like that. But yeah, no, you can be very matter of fact, a little bit of snark, but yeah, at the end of the day, just a very professional interview.
All right, so that's the lowdown on Justin Verlander, because we've seen this guy for so long be one of the great pitchers in the sport, as we watched Clayton Kershaw over the weekend, not as old as Justin Verlander, but he's getting up there, right? What is Kershaw, 37, 38, something like that? Like, and he still has it. Like, the stuff is still there. I mean, that curveball will play until he's 50 years old, right? It'll be there for him. Just like, hell, he's still pitching mid-90s fastball, Verlander. So it's not like the stuff is gone, and he talked about that. I would just like to see the consistency. And I do think mentally, as we don't talk about wins mattering anymore as much, there is a mental aspect to a guy like Verlander who's pitched during an era where winning did matter. Getting that win next to your name matters tremendously.
No, winning will always matter.
Well, I know, but there's just, I understand what you're saying. But like when I see the King Felixes of the world having losing records, and you know it's not his fault, is what I'm saying.
Well, no doubt, but yeah. like wins will always matter. RBIs will always matter, because those are like winning and driving in runs is how you win, and those things are always going to correlate for me. But we also don't know like the power of Verlander in that clubhouse, and there is something to be said for that, especially having a couple of young guys in that rotation and in that bullpen. You know, having that guy around and learning by osmosis, or just being around an individual can be very, very beneficial. You know, I always bring up the name Brad Penny. Brad Penny taught a lot of Giants certain things. You're going to laugh at that. Randy Johnson, you know, Lincecum talked about how, like, watching him prepare truly helped him at points in his career. So there's more to it. You've got to be better, though. So, like, I'm not going to skirt the fact that they need this guy to get some wins. But, like, again, last night, let's say you scored 3 or 4 runs. Right early in that game, you do pitch a little different when you get some early run support. That is a fact. You know, being a front runner, there are certain guys that just pitch better with a lead. It would be nice to get Verlander a couple of runs early in a game and see if he can, you know, cruise you to a victory.
Absolutely. And they're going to try to stave off getting swept in this series against Cleveland, with a massive series starting tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of the Red Sox, we'll talk to Will Fleming. Yes, Will Fleming. Brother of Dave Fleming. Younger brother? Older brother? Gotta ask.
I forgot.
Which one?
I think it's the younger brother. Remember, he hopped on last year when we had Dave, and it's like time for baby brother to help big brother out.
There you go. I love that. That's a great point right there. So he'll be joining us at 8 o'clock, voice of the Boston Red Sox, the Red Sox Radio Network. And he interviewed Rafael Devers many a times in Spanish because he is bilingual, fluent en Español. So we'll talk to Will Fleming in about 20 minutes about that. I did want to get into something, Joe, that we talked about on the phone yesterday. And I said something that made Sam Lubman gasp. He was like, what? Are you serious? And I am serious about this. This isn't me just, you know, creating content for June 19th. This isn't me just manufacturing something and, you know, not saying what I actually feel. I truly believe what I'm about to say. I think, no matter what else happens the rest of this Giants season, it's already been a success. And I realize I'm saying this during a 4-game losing streak, Joe. I realize what I'm saying right now. People are probably shaking their heads. They're drinking their coffee. They're having their Texas Roadhouse. They're like, what the hell's going on? All right? And this is what I'm going to say. For the longest time, this market and this fan base has been dying for a bat and a star player the caliber of which is a Rafael Devers. They have wanted a guy like this for the longest time. And now you got him. And you got him with team control for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, how many years you want. You can have him for the rest of his career if you want. All right? You have him under control. You are spending. The tone of this organization, Joe, has shifted dramatically within the last 72 hours. We've had John Smoltz on these airwaves. Yesterday he was on there talking about this team being legitimate now. We've had everyone around baseball, the Mark DeRosas of the world, the ML Networks, whoever's on there, the Pedro Martinez, doesn't matter. Everyone's saying the Giants are now for real. They are a force to be reckoned with within that week. Keith Law saying he doesn't think the Dodgers are like the only team to beat in the NL West. No, you got to worry about the Giants now, which felt like If I was to ask you that a year ago, Joe, you would have laughed in my face.
Probably.
The Dodgers with Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, all still there. And we have Matt Chapman, Willie Adames, Rafael.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Devers, Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos. Now, they're not the household names of those other guys, but the fact that we have a lineup now that could at least be respectable and go toe-to-toe and have the league on notice is the biggest win of this season. And going forward, there are going to be a team now that other free agents are going to be looking at in the offseason and say, yeah, they pay their players. I want to go there. That's a place I want to go play for. They have leadership installed. They have a guy in Buster Posey that either I played against, played with, or look up to. And he is about that business. And he is a leader in his own right. So, yeah, I do think this season, no matter what else happens, and I know it sounds crazy if you don't even make the playoffs, which would take, I think, just given the landscape of the National League, that would suck. That wouldn't feel good. But in the totality of everything, it would be a success. Much like I believe, even if the Lakers had missed the playoffs, the fact that they even got Luka Doncic in a trade for Anthony Davis meant the future was secure for them no matter what. Even if they fell flat on their face and it didn't work, you got your future. Rafael Devers signifies a future for the San Francisco Giants now. So no matter what happens the rest of the way, this season is a success. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570, Joe. Wow. Do I sound insane when I say something like that? Because I truly believe that.
No, I know you do. Look, there's something to be said for if this were last year at this exact same time, we'd be talking about Warrior transactions. Because that's what the audience would want to hear.
Yes.
If this was last year, we'd be talking about contract holdouts with the Niners.
Joe, there's a very realistic possibility because of this Devers trade now, I'm going to be talking about the San Francisco Giants when the Niners are playing football.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
It is. Look, I hear what you're saying about Devers. I don't want to, like, disagree with you because I do agree, like, overall, like, what they did with this trade is just it's a total paradigm changer. There's no other way to put it. It just changes how I view Buster, the team, this player, that guy. Like, they actually did it. Wow.
Ownership.
But Joe, we're also, like, there's two things here that are at play. Like, there's that aspect of, like, we have not gotten a real legitimate hitter forever. This is also one of the worst stretches of Giants baseball since the 70s. In the 70s, from 74 to 86, before they bounced back in 86, 10 of those 12 years, they were under 500. Right now, they've been 7 of the last 8 years 500 or worse. They have one winning season in the last 8.
I would ask you, Joe, what were your expectations to start this season? Before it started, what were your expectations?
Even before they got Devers, I wanted to be above 500 and try to go for the playoffs.
Okay, you wanted just, at the bare minimum, I think it's kind of what Stephen Curry said, right? You wanted to play meaningful baseball in September.
Joe, they've been eliminated with like a month to go 2 years in a row.
Right.
Okay, like, so September meant nothing.
Okay, but that minimum, meaningful baseball games that felt high stakes.
Yeah, going into the final week of the season, like, I want to be in the mix.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, we got to leapfrog 4 teams to maybe be the final wild card spot.
If I was to tell you December during the hot stove time that, hey, you know what? You guys aren't going to make the playoffs next year, but you get Rafael Devers and you get Willy Adames. Would you take that, Joe?
Yeah, I would. But then I would also say, like, you should make the playoffs with those guys, right? You get where I'm going?
Sure.
Right?
I also should have made the playoffs.
What went wrong?
I should have made the playoffs with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, but sometimes it doesn't happen in baseball.
Yeah,
sometimes,
but I think that this, like, the rest of the pitching that they have, and, like, I get what you're saying, like, when you have just those two, but this team, they've got players, like, you've got an ace in Logan Webb, you've got a closer, you've got an elite bullpen. It's just, dude, since 2016, I was doing some of the numbers, and this includes the 107. They went 107 and 55, for crying out loud.
I know, it's crazy.
107 and 55. Since 2016, their record is 631 and 637.
Definition of mid, right?
6 games under 500.
Right.
And that's with the season where you were like 50 games over 500.
Right?
Right? Like, think about that. Think about how bad you've been. In 2021, right, that magical year, your average age of your team was older that year than what the Dodgers are right now, and they're by far and away the oldest average team, like the average age of players. They are by far and away the oldest team in baseball by almost a full year, all right? You were older than that in 2021, so that's why that didn't feel sustainable. To start this year, you were like basically right in the middle of baseball, being 29 years old, and you added a guy who's under that age, Devers, who's locked up for 8 more years. So, look, I'm optimistic. I'm fired up. 2016, they went 87 and 75. I was hoping you could be around that. Like, that's what I was kind of hoping. Like, and so, to your point about, like, oh, it's a win. It's like, now you got to go out and you got to win. Like, I want to make the playoffs. I get what you're saying. And, like, overall, the franchise is in such a better spot than where they were prior to Buster being here and prior to the Devers deal. Like, I get it, but I can't have Bob Melvin have the same thing happen in San Diego happen here where we got clubhouse issues.
Oh, well, then
I can't have Devers show up here and not perform and be a malcontent like what happened in Boston.
Sure.
Right? Like, is there a meeting? Can we meet in the middle?
Well, I think it was the move itself, and whatever takes place after this, well, we're going to see. If they fall flat on their face, yeah, there's going to be question marks around one Bob Melvin. Is he the right guy for the job going forward? Again, this is Buster Posey's first season in charge as president of baseball operations.
Joe, they've made unbelievable strides.
This is a changing. This is a facelift in the biggest way possible. This is a new era in Giants baseball, and I am so damn excited about it. If I'm a Giants fan right now, like, that high, I understand. You're on a 4-game losing streak. You want to win the ball games. You want to do all that. And that's going to come in time. Again, I'm not telling you it's not going to hurt if they don't make the playoffs right now. I'm going to tell you it's going to meet. It's more meaningful.
So the season's
over. This trade is more meaningful than anything else outside of a World Series or a National League pennant is worth. What took place within the last week is more meaningful there. It's not the level because of the player that Luka Doncic is, but it's Luka Doncic light for me. For what this team and franchise needed, absolutely. Listen to John Smoltz on yesterday about the Devers trade legitimizing the San Francisco Giants. Check this out. This is a Hall of Famer talking about it.
I would say they feel legitimized. I think up until this point, players are never going to admit, and I would do the same thing if I was an active player. You know where your warts are, you know where your strengths are, and you know what's coming down the road, right? Let's just say you're having an unbelievable year, but you know trends won't continue. What did they win, like six straight one-run games? There are outlying years, but you can't live by that model. You can't think you're going to win 25 to 30 one-run games and just keep winning them. But if you build that culture and you build the team and you start getting confidence in the area of your ball club that you know are strengths and the weaknesses don't eke out, then you're good. And so when you get a Devers, you can't help but think, oh man, that just added a bat. We lost this guy, but then we gained this guy. And when Chapman comes back and when things are falling in place, you now feel like you can compete against rosters that might be a little better than you.
He used a term right there, the culture of this team. And that is what Buster Posey is bringing back here. He is bringing back a big market mindset. For the longest time,
this felt like
a small market, and it's not. I am tired of people saying this is a small market mindset. This is San Francisco. This is the Bay freaking area. It's a top five market when it comes to everything, in my estimation, whether sports included. It's a top five market in America, and they should act like it when it comes to their professional sports teams. We've seen it with the Golden State Warriors. We've seen it with the San Francisco 49ers, and now, finally, we're seeing it with the San Francisco Giants.
Would you? I'm so conflicted on this because, like, I agree with you on the Devers part. Like, it did change the franchise.
Yes.
It changed everything. But you also have to, like, win games. And the whole point of this is like, again, it's 7 out of 8 seasons.
I'm going this year.
I know, but 7 out of 8 years, we have been not in the playoffs and under 500.
Listen,
like, I get what you're saying. I'm very conflicted.
Real quick on this.
Okay.
How do you think Lakers fans felt after getting bounced in the first round?
It was probably like, hey, we've got another, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of Luka. This isn't the worst thing in the world.
There you go. And that's the Lakers who pout and cry. Like, they think it's their birthright to be in finals all the time. Again, I'm not saying Luka is the same player,
you know,
as Rafael Devers.
I live for the game so much.
I know you do. I know you do.
I live for the winning and the losing so much.
I know you do. But this is such a big win, though, for them.
I know it is.
It's such a big win for
them. And you know, baseball, I love baseball, like, and I love talking about baseball. And we've talked more baseball on this station, top to bottom, in the lineup of 95.7 The Game than we've had in years. And they've given us reason, too. Like the 916. Joe, this is you, Spadoni. You nailed it exactly right. And that's a perfect synopsis of what the Giants are doing this season. Big picture.
Yeah.
How many people agree with you out there? I'm so conflicted. Because, like, you got to go out and actually do it. You got to win games. Like, I'm with you. I'm all with you. Like, I feel the momentum, the positivity, all that. But I don't spend $182 on Adamas for vibes. I don't spend $300 million and take on the contract at Devers for just vibes. You actually have to go out and win games. How many people agree with Joe, no matter what happens the rest of this year, you've already had a great season?
888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. Sam, you got my ear. You said you got a question.
Yeah, no, I got a question because, like, I'm picking up what you guys are both saying. Like Shasky, what you're saying about how the Giants, you know, one playoff season over the last 8 years, like, that does kind of stick with me. I want to see this team in the playoffs. And there is a part of me that thinks if this team, as constructed, if they fall short of the playoffs, that would be disappointing. But Spadoni, I do agree. Like, having a guy like Devers, it does feel like it elevates the season to a different level. And you brought up the Laker comp there with Luka. Is it different in terms of the expectations, in terms of, like, the Lakers have been consistently in the playoffs the last few years? They do have a title recently in the last 5 years, whereas the Giants don't have that. So when you kind of bring up Luka, and if the Lakers didn't make the playoffs with Luka, you would have said that's a success. Is that because, like, the Lakers have had things going pretty well for them over the last few years, whereas the Giants haven't had that kind of success?
I love that, Sam.
I'd argue a first-round exit for a Lakers fan is equivalent to the Giants just missing the playoffs. For them, it might as well be the same thing.
Okay,
and that's what it's been, to your point, Sam, the last couple of years for them.
People are all over the place on this. Some people, no, you play to win the game. You don't spend this kind of money if you don't get results. The other one, this is the first season. This is 707. The first season in the last 8 years in which a Giants fan like myself can feel excited over the additions on the roster and as the roster going into the season year over year. 650, good hitters go to die in SF. If Devers can buck the trend, all the free agents will come. No one says SF's a small market. It's the fact that big market teams like the Giants sometimes act like small market teams, and this bucks that trend. Wow, I think a lot of people agree with you.
Look at that. 888-957-9570.
But Carter's shaking his head no. Carter's like, you gotta win.
I just think like this, what we're seeing from the Giants now, I keep saying to Sam, is what I expected last year. Like right where they are right now.
Yeah, but you
I
didn't expect Devers.
Yeah. No, I didn't expect Devers.
Devers aside.
No, but I think his point is you can't put Devers aside.
It's all about Devers.
It's all about Rafael Devers.
See how it turns out.
It's legitimacy.
Do you agree with Joe? This season is... We don't have to play another game. Not like that, but like the season's already a success and everything else is gravy. Or, like, are you like me? Like, no, we got to make the playoffs.
No, I'm a win-loss guy.
Listen,
no.
I'm with you.
You know what? And I know we're up against it. We got Will Fleming coming up in 5 minutes. And we'll actually kind of talk about him with that in this regard, too. Because there is a shifting of both of these franchises a little bit. Boston Red Sox kind of have more of a, and I think Johnny Damon said it yesterday. He used this phrase. They have a money ball feel to them right now.
That's crazy.
They're like, Moneyball feel to them, who obviously Johnny Damon is one of the catalysts for that entire movie and that the whole mindset of Moneyball, him, Giambi, all that stuff. Like, the Red Sox are operating like a small market team, and the Giants, for once, are feeling like the big market team, at least once in the last decade.
But Joe, my cousin Porter hit me and he goes, hey, you want to go to the game Friday? I'm like, yeah, I do. When I go to the game, do I want to be entertained with Devers? Of course. I want to win.
Of course you
want to.
You want to win, but you're going to enjoy yourself at the ballpark again.
But it's more fun with a win.
But the fact that Devers is there, that's a big part of it,
It gets me off my couch.
There you go. Injury report time, Carter. Is it time for that? I didn't mean to throw it. Is it good? Yep, thumbs up. Let's go.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I swear to God, Sam, if this guy's name continues to be in the injury report, so help me. It seems as if Gerard Encarnacion will be out longer than expected. He was placed on the injured list for a strained left oblique that he suffered during batting practice on the Giants' off day this past month. Batting practice? Really? Manager Bob Melvin said it was a pretty big strain and that the timeline for his return is not clear. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. All right. This is what we're going to do. We got Will Fleming coming up, brother of Dave, voice of the Red Sox Radio Network, talking to some Rafi Devers, get into that whole situation with him, talk about expectations shifting from the Red Sox, from the Giants, all of that. And after Dave, I want to go to the phones, I want to go to the people. I'm saying right now, if the Giants do nothing else the rest of the season, it's already a success. Do you think that's blasphemous to say? 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. It's Spadoni. It's Chasky, halfway home here on a Juneteenth on Thursday on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.